Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. Call her
China.
That's right. What we call it.
China.
It feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Illusions, queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. Feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax. Thank you for being here. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Here we encourage metaphorically intuitive visionaries to express themselves through the arts. And you never know. What you have to say may be exactly what someone needs to hear. I just want to give a big shout out to everybody who listened via web, via phone, who took time out on their Tuesday night to vibe out with us. So it means a lot to me. We won't be on real long tonight, probably do a short segment, but within the short segment, I hope you are inspired. You have some time to sit back, chill, vibe a little bit, dance a little bit, and think a little bit, and hopefully we can inspire you too. If not, shoot, just chill. So hopefully we can give you that. I do want to give you just a few things that we do have coming up. Illusions Open Mic Night is Saturday, February 24th at the Arts Council, 400 North Queen Street, Kinston, North Carolina. Would love for you guys to be in the building. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be an awesome show. I'm thankful for the new talent that comes in. We have new and old talent that comes, people who have been coming for years now, 8.5 years now. So I'm just thankful for the opportunity to share that platform with you guys. All right, also, I will be featuring at a 70s masquerade ball for Dr. Ron. His book, I don't know if some people listened to him the last time he was here, I interviewed him. I'll actually be interviewing him next week. He'll tell you a little bit more about the event. But we'd love for you guys to come out to Club Ego February 17th, Valentine's Day weekend. Come chill out with your boo. And just enjoy yourself, and I will be featuring DJ Damu. Sorry about the tongue twister. But DJ Damu will be the DJ for the night, of course. And it will be hosted by Sean Ingram. And the tickets are $20 for entry fee. And if you need more information, let me know. I'll be posting the flyer soon. And also the Illusion Flyers, I'll be posting that as well. All right, so what I'm going to do is let you listen to a little track, and we'll keep right on pushing.
Baby, I see you working hard, want to let you know I'm proud, let you know that I admire what you do. Don't know if I need to reassure you, my life will be purposeless without you. If I want it, when I ask you, you inspire me to be better, challenge me for the better. And let me pour all my love letter, let me help you take off your shoes. Tie your shoestrings, pick up your cufflinks. You wanna eat food? Let me feed you. Let me run your bath water. Whatever you desire, I'll fly ya. Sing you a song. Turn the game on. I'll brush your hair. Put your durag on. Want a foot rub? Want a manicure? Baby, I'm yours. I wanna cater to you, boy. Let me cater to you. I'm not afraid to away from you. Making sure that I'm doing my part. Boy, is there something you need to do? If you want it, say the word.
I'll try it.
I know whatever I'm not fulfilling, another woman is willing. I'm gonna fulfill you, my body and spirit. I promise ya, I keep myself up, remain the same shit you fell in love with. I'll keep the ties to keep my figure right. I'll keep my hair fixed. Outfit. When you come home, they tell me on my shoulder, I'll roll over. Baby, I heard you. I'm here to serve you. Love you, need. Give it is my joy. All I wanna do is cater to you, boy.
Let me cater to you.
Everybody, I hope you guys enjoyed that track. I love that mashup with Cater to You with Mary J. Blige was hot. And I'm just big shout out to DJ Benji for making it happen. And I appreciate all the tracks that you send. And big shout out to DJ Damu for the track that he sends as well. And that we play on the line for any DJs that have any tracks that they want to play. Please feel free to send them to us. So we can play them. You send them to lyricalcipherradioshow@gmail.com. And the reason why I ask for that is because I want your permission to play your tracks. And also helps them keep record of what we have. So we can actually put you in the lineup for anybody also who needs some advertising. Send me a 60-second commercial and we'll put it in rotation to let them know about your business. If you want to promote your business, you want to promote events that you have coming up, let us know so we can support you and promote you. Also, anybody who wants to play tracks, if you're a comedian, you are a rapper, you're a singer, as long as you keep it pop, clean, positive, a poet, it doesn't matter. You know, shoot, even if it's a short story, I'm not here to judge. So, you know, I'm here to help and promote you and support you the best way I know how. So feel free to send that to us so we can put it in a rotation. And again, that's lyricalcypherradioshow@gmail.com. So what I'm going to do right now is open up the open mic lines. If anybody wants to spit something or just give a shout out. What's up? What's up? We got, oh, shoot, is this Dion in the building?
Yes, this Dion is in the building. So
what's
hey,
up?
How's
what's
everybody
up?
Doing?
Doing pretty good. How you
what's
doing?
I'm doing good. I'm just, you know, working hard, grinding hard, you know. I got, you know what I'm saying, I put out this trailer for this movie that I'm doing called No More Bullying and Suicide. Yeah, that's right. I'm trying to get people out there, trying to get people more aware. Thank you.
Yes,
thank
you. Yes, sir.
Yeah. So, it's been grinding, you know.
I'm claiming it goes global.
Yeah, I hope so. Thank you. Thank you.
It
please
will.
Pray for it because.
It will.
It's some few things in there that's going to be in the movie that's kind of, you know, kind of
okay.
personal. You know, I'm not really too personal about what I do and,
uh-huh.
and my family, but it's a few things in the movie that's going to be real personal. It's very heartfelt. But, you know, people got to
right.
tune into the movie when it's out to kind of hear about it. But, so what's good with you? You know, I miss you, sister. I know you've been doing
I miss
your
you
thing.
Too.
But the thing is, you know, you're always in my heart and what you're doing. I love what you're doing down there and all around
Thank
the world.
Thank you.
Because the stuff is global and, you know, I just want to encourage you. And
Thank you. Yeah. I've been taking care of me, you know what I'm saying? Just focus on, you know, day by day, just doing different things to get me back on the right track and
mm-hmm.
staying prayed up. And as I
That's
learn
right.
and, you know, different things, I share, you know, like I normally do. And I don't know, I've just been doing a lot of meditating.
That's good.
And been,
That's
I've been
good.
Quiet.
We do, sometimes we have to study to be quiet, though. You're right. And lately I haven't been, so. But, you know, I get in faith
yeah.
where I talk. You know, I was talking
yeah.
to this guy yesterday. Actually, I think he was supposed to be going down to North Carolina to do a event. He's an activist, but he's going down to do some things for the homeless and stuff down there. And
right.
I was talking to him, and he's like, "I say I'm vocal, but I say I'm not as I say I'm not vocal as in just you know talking, but I say I do
mm-hmm.
it for my art." And they was like, "Are you serious?" I said, "Yeah, I just because I feel more comfortable. Like some people will be comfortable, you know, being a orator, you know, and speaking to millions and with their voice.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm more comfortable with, you know, whether it be a song or a poem or a movie. Whatever. I feel at home when it comes to art. I'm an artist, you know, at heart. So
that's right.
You know, so I coined the term artivism because I...
Oh, I like that.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I
go
just
ahead,
coined
now.
That term. I'm an artivist.
I like
know?
That. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, thank you. I just coined it.
Oh, yeah.
So I was like, you know, because I, you know, trying to do a lot of things, but it's all about the art. And you as
exactly.
well, you're an artivist yourself. Because you do
Thank
a lot
you.
Of art, too.
Oh,
you're very talented. And you really inspire me to keep on moving.
Thank you.
You know?
Man,
so.
It gets tough. Because, you know, sometimes I had to step back and, like, what I'm doing right now, I'm kind of stepping back and
I know.
Doing some reevaluating and making some changes and, you know,
yeah.
just doing whatever was necessary to keep rolling.
Yeah, how's your acting going? I know you've been doing some stuff. How's the acting going? Is it still biting?
I haven't done any more acting lately.
Yeah. Oh, it's coming.
I did the last play I did was in November, and that November 4th, that was Purple Freedom. And that went very well. It was standing room only.
It sounds like it. I wish I could just go down there and check y'all out. Because I know y'all be putting it down. No, really, I want to, because that would very much inspire me, you know, to, you know, go forth and, you know, doing movies and stuff like that to see good acting.
Right.
You know, and especially live. Doing theater is no joke. I did some in high school, and it was pretty tough. It was pretty tough.
I'm pretty sure that you can act your butt off. I'm pretty sure you got it.
I'm trying to be like a little Spike Lee. I'm trying to be behind the scenes and be in the front of the scene a little bit.
I'm gonna tell you, that's what I thought was gonna happen to me.
I knew it. You did though.
Yeah.
You told me that. Remember a long time ago?
Yeah. I wanted to do like the Russell Simmons type thing and be behind the scenes and, you know, thank everybody for coming out and encouraging people to keep doing what they're doing, and that was it.
No.
I never even thought I had a radio show.
You got to call it.
Hey, man.
It's going to come out. It's going to manifest even more, you know? You know how God is.
I receive it.
You don't choose him. He chooses you. He's like, I'm just going to rain this down.
You better say that.
For real, he does.
It's the truth.
Well, you already know where my special talents were, as in what I wanted to do. But me and you already know, so.
Right.
But God said no. I don't want you doing that, Dion.
You said enough is enough.
Yes, enough is enough.
My
son.
So, yeah. Well, the same one with me. He changed. He got me out of you know doing my mess. You know.
Yep. Me too.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank the Lord for it because I look back and I don't look down on people, but when I see people going on that road, I'm like thinking like, wow, you know, I could have been that person, and I try to help people. That's going on the road that I was going down.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I get hurt, China. Sometimes I do. I get hurt myself. But because I'm so anxious. Like, okay, I used to do this, but I don't think you should do that. But then I must understand, in the Lord's time, they would change.
Mm-hmm.
I can't change people. I want to sometimes, but I can't. And I know how.
Oh my God!
Right, you know, it's hard
ahead.
When you love somebody.
Yeah.
You know, and you just want them. You like, you want to show them, but you know.
They have to find their own way.
Good.
And it's crazy
because
I can honestly say like some divine things are going on. Just me being quiet and paying attention and like tapping into that spiritual side of me. And just tap into my spirit. Period. I ain't say side of me, but tap into my spirit. And I was just like, every time I do the show, I always want to give like some type of inspiration, some type of nugget, some type of thing to think on, or to work on, or whatever it can be for anybody, right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
right.
You walked me right into what I said I was going to do tonight.
Oh wow!
And I just performed at a show on Friday. And as I was talking to the ladies around the table, I don't know what made me say it, but I just said it. And I said, I was talking about the serenity prayer and what you were just talking about change. And I broke it down like I broke it down on a radio show.
Yeah, no, that was beautiful.
And
that was beautiful.
I was like, something in me said, break it down again on the radio because somebody else may need to hear it who didn't hear it before.
Right.
And so that's what I said I was going to do tonight. And then you walked me right into that because I was sitting there thinking about change. Like, we spend more time trying to change other people, but we won't change ourselves.
Right. That's the truth.
You know what I'm saying? Like, how is it that we have the remedy to tell somebody else to beat that? Because it's beating a dead horse, because they're not going to change. They're going to change because they want to.
Right.
You,
that's the truth.
But
speak it.
The horse you won't beat is yourself and working on
that's
you.
Right.
And I, like I was saying, I don't think you listened to the last couple of sessions I did with the show. I said the people who are connected will be affected with any decision you make,
wow,
positive,
I like
negative,
that.
Or whatever. Like, whoever's
mm-hmm.
connected to you will be affected.
Yeah.
You know, so you can't worry about if they're going to get
–
thank you. You can't worry
that's
about who,
now.
If they're going to get back on board. That includes your kids, your family, your blood, your water, don't matter, like whoever, the strangers.
That's right.
Like, whatever decisions you make, they're going to be affected. So you have to focus on changing you, focusing on you, and then whoever's supposed to be there is going to be there. You won't have to fight or go against the grain. You won't have to go outside yourself because you'll know that they're naturally supposed to be there because if you're forcing something that doesn't fit, you need to quit. And that's what I've been talking about. Like,
that's the truth. Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
And you know
you
what?
See, and these
you're talking to me because that's what I was thinking. It's just a confirmation what God told me. It's like, listen, you work on yourself. You do what you need to do.
Yeah,
and
I
will
got this
handle
over
it.
Here.
Yeah.
I got this. Why you keep putting your hand in it? And it's crazy because I see, and I just said this. I was like, I tied it to, like, a friend of mine said it to me a long time ago. He was telling me about Reverend Charles Stanley, Holding On Too Tight.
Oh, yeah.
And so we listened to it at work. And I was like, oh, shoot. Okay, dang. And then I went home, I listened to it more in depth and just kind of, like, took my time to think about what he was saying. And, you know, I'm an analyst. I guess it's because I'm a Virgo, but I'm analyzing, I'm
yes,
researching, I'm thinking this thing through. I'm very,
yeah.
Thank you. And I'm like, oh, wow, but I'm seeing how it applies to me, not how he says it should apply to me, how it applies to me when I receive it. Like, what I'm saying to
right.
you, it's going to apply to you not the way I want it to. It's going to apply to you the way
mm-hmm.
it's supposed to. And if it doesn't apply to you, toss it. I'm not offended because
yes.
it wasn't for you. It might
that's
be for
right.
the person who's listening in Bahamas, who's listening right now. Like, you know, you never know.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not offended by the information that I give out because I'm actually giving it not to make you change. It's,
that's
you know,
right.
so like when I'm just giving you something like some food for thought. And then if it's not the food that you need, toss it. Because you probably were already full.
Right.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know. But
true.
Not stressing about whether they get it or not. Not stressing about how it's
mm-hmm.
supposed to go down or how it's supposed to be or this, that, and third. Because who told me how it's supposed to be? I'm not your God. But it's so many people on this, you know, like, try to spend more time trying to change you. If I spent time trying to change my child, I got two children.
Right.
Two different identities. I love them both the same. They're both different in their own way, but I still love them the same. And they're not always going to do things the way I thought they should. But I'm going to do my best to teach them the best way. You know what I'm saying? If they fall or falter or whatever, or they're doing well, you know what I'm saying, like, applaud them and praise them. But if they're
right.
not, I'm a reprimand. I'm going to do what I got to do. You know what I'm saying? But I'm still going to love them and accept them as them. Like, I know Destiny and Jaden are different. But
right.
I'm not going to try to stress myself out, worrying, pull my hair out, because they won't change, even with your spouse or relationships or whatever. You can't make them
mm-hmm.
change. If you see things in them and that's bothering you, speak on it. But speak with love.
Right. That's right.
You know what I'm saying? So they'll
that's
receive
right.
it. Now, they might not receive it right then. Why? Because you're so close.
Right. Wow.
You're right.
See that
you're right there. I said
uh-huh.
they might not receive it right then because you're so close. You're right there. So they're automatically thinking, even though you know, you're not. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, I heard that. I'm just
okay.
I'm still
no,
thinking
no,
about
I was just
that.
Saying my computer. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, because what you said was so, because you're so close. You know, it's
mm-hmm.
like when somebody's, you know, losing weight. It's just like you lose
mm-hmm.
you don't really see them, but if you
mm-hmm.
don't if mm-hmm. you don't see them for a month and then you see them again, you're like, man, you
mm-hmm.
lost mad weight because you're
mm-hmm.
so close to them.
And yeah, you can't
why,
see it.
That's
right.
the analogy. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're so close, you're not going to see. This is like, think about it. Let's go way back. I call myself a
uh-huh.
root digger. I like to dig up roots. dig up my
own. Never do it.
But I also help me dig up yours. You know, if you allow me. But
you gardener, it's all good.
I appreciate it, man. I want my own garden one day. I'm praying for it. What was I about to say? Oh, your parents. Dion, don't touch that hot stove. You look at your mama like, man, who you telling don't touch that hot stove? I'm about to touch this stove. Ain't nothing happened to me. I'm a superhero. You feel me? And then your hand get burnt. I told you not to touch that stove, but control, free will, make you feel like this is what I should do. Who are you to tell me? You know what I'm saying? That's just like the person close to you, your spouse. You say, hey, the way you're talking to me is hurting me. I really don't appreciate that. They're like, I've been talking to you like this. What's the problem now?
Mm-hmm.
And you're probably saying something now, but you ain't said nothing before.
That's right.
And then you have to be honest and dig at that root and say, you know what? I let it pass because I thought that, you know, you were treating me out of love. Like, I do my best to try to do with you. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever. And I was hoping that you would get it too. But I was expecting you to get it, but you didn't get it. So now I'm speaking on it because it's hurting too bad. I love you.
You're right.
But this hurts the way you, you know, spaz out on me or whatever it is the case may be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but you still can't change it because they still got to figure it out for themselves that, hey, this ain't cool and this is affecting my marriage or my relationship.
You're right.
And now, but you still got to wait on it, and that requires patience.
You do. You do. And what you're saying just confirmed a lot of things that, you know, because I was saying, well, maybe I'm being too pacifist. I'm being a pacifist. And I'm thinking, okay. But no, this is where the Lord want me to go. You know,
mm-hmm.
And it's confirmed. It's confirmed to what you were saying. Because
you got this,
you know, I'm
my brother.
Grunt. I know, China. It's just like I'm so used to. I'm thinking that this is like when it comes to that, like everything else that I've done, like, you know, with my art, I grind. But this, when it comes to that situations, when it comes to those situations, I can't do it like I push my work. You know what I'm saying? I'm so used to doing
right.
that. And it's hard for me to, like, you know, but this is something I can't grind about.
Right.
You know, I'm so used to, you know, if
you
I'm
used
going to
grinding, doing what you want, you used to that go and get it type mentality, but you're trying to give that to somebody else that don't want it right now or don't do it
right.
like you do it. And we have to accept that.
That's the truth.
We have to accept
truth,
that and know that this is you grind differently than I do. Does not mean that my grind is better than yours. It just means this is how Dion do it, and that's what I'm talking about.
Right.
Like I'm, you about to make me break it down again in another way. But that's I'm about to do it right now. Like when you say God grant me whether I deserve it or not, and most of the times we don't feel deserving. The serenity, meaning peace of mind over everything. That means everything, everybody, the fact that you can't change that person, all those different things. And then the peace of mind over everything, serenity. Okay, to accept the things I cannot change, meaning people. You can't change your spouse, you can't change your kids, you can't change nobody, you can't change your...
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? Like, the situation that's happening right now, if your job goes into furlough, what can you do?
Yes,
you see what I'm saying? But you can only person you can focus on is Dion. Got
to
get on his grind
line.
And do something. Right, exactly. You got to make some other moves.
Well,
but you can't get mad at that job because it went on furlough. You know what I'm saying? Because things happen.
Yeah.
Like, F this job.
Yes, it
I'm
does.
Go ahead
believe me. I've been in the bind like that many a times.
Right. But I'm saying some people just give up.
I know.
And crazy part about it is free will will have you cocky.
Right, it does. It
will have you cocky,
right.
and it will have you cocky, it will have you arrogant, it will have you using your ego, which is easing God out, because God don't matter then. With your ego, don't nobody matter but you. And
yeah,
the way you do it, the way you say it, that's what it is, and that's how it's going to go. I want what I want when I want it, and it's going to happen. But that's not the real world.
It's not, John. We try to make it that way, though, but it's not good. We're going to be depressed. And, you know, I'm just on Facebook.
Free will, how you
and,
want it like that?
Mm-hmm. I just, you know, I'm on Facebook, somebody posted their BP, 160
mm-hmm.
over 104.
Right.
Now, you know what? I don't want to live like that. You know,
mm-hmm.
I got to pray for this sister who blood pressure like that, because that's what, it makes your blood pressure go up.
Wow. Yeah.
Worrying about
you
stuff
should.
You cannot change.
And people you can't change. Things you can't change.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Like, only person you can change is yourself. And that's like, that's why I'm telling you, like, I've been masking and just, like, just I guess, like, not masking, basking in this. Like, just absorbing and being a sponge to serenity. When I said I've been quiet and you kind of chuckled, and I was just like, but I've literally been quiet. Like, just, a lot of people haven't heard from me. You know what I'm saying? Or haven't talked to me or whatever. Because I've just been praying and meditating and trying to see which way I need to go, my path. Because, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
As we go and grow, you know, I'm not looking at it like, okay, this is 2018. I'm trying to figure out what's the next step. No, I'm actually looking at my journey. Because I'm going to continue to keep growing. I'm going to continue to keep evolving. But the years have nothing to do with it. I thank God for the years. But I'm focused more on my spirit and what I'm supposed to be doing as far as the people, because I love helping people. I love doing what I'm doing. But I also want to make sure I'm in line with my purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm actually standing here now instead of looking further ahead.
Right.
Like right now, we're in the moment. This
right.
moment matters right now.
Yes, it does.
Thank
wow.
God there'd be
yeah.
more moments, but this moment right here is what matters. If I keep right on trying to think about yesterday, keep thinking about yesterday or tomorrow, I'm losing out on making beautiful memories today.
Amen. Amen.
You know, but, yeah, but, hold on. Somebody wants to speak to you. What's up?
Hello. How are you guys?
Hey, how
doing
you doing?
Pretty good.
I'm good. Yeah, what's going on with you?
Oh, not much. How you doing?
I'm sick, but what's going on
yeah,
with
I
you?
I knew I was trying to figure out your voice. I'll say, hold up now. Is that it?
You better not call
I think
me.
It is?
Well, he called
oh,
me.
Oh, I was going to ask you to see me
he
a solo.
Me
yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. And I told you I have a friend. Names,
I know.
You know I'm
gonna charge it to you. Look, I'm gonna charge it
yeah.
to your mind and not your heart. Like, you know.
I know.
Oh.
Yeah, charge somebody. Oh, China already know about my mind, so it's all right. Cause you know, hey, you know I got bad love for you. No problem with that.
I know. I'm
yeah.
sitting over here sick, and I'm listening to the show, and you ain't sounding too hot. What's going on?
Oh,
you need a bologna sandwich.
Yeah, you already had one of those. I had one of those at work.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, I did. I had.
I know that's I'll
right. be honest with you. I'm looking for one right now.
All
right. I know you're doing.
No, but you good though.
Oh, I'm good. No, I'm good. It's just that you know, sometimes you want to do things, or sometimes you kind of overthink things and try to make things work when the Lord say, you know what, let me do the work, you know, and I just need to relax, you know, and stop, you know, because
mm-hmm.
I'm always working. I'm always doing something. I'm like an ant.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
Like China said, you know, peace be still, you know. You
amen.
Pray, and, you know, you got
to the Lord
like,
himself
okay.
will fight for you in your defense. You will not have to lift a finger.
That's right.
That's right. Sometimes we got to sit still and let him do his work, because
mm-hmm.
we overthink things, and,
yes,
you know, most of the times he just want us to let him do his work because, you know, we don't do it right, you know?
Right. We don't, and I don't.
You know, and a lot of times we mess up. Most of the time we mess up. And
mm-hmm.
the job
yeah.
that we're trying to do, we just go in and, you know, we don't do it right. And all he wants us to do is, like you said, peace be still.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And, you know, let him do it.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus, take the wheel. We
yeah,
ask him to take
the
wheel.
Yeah, the more you put your hand in it.
And the more we mess it up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
You mess it up,
you know?
And then you can't. You don't even know how to get together. You got to go right back to him and say, Lord, can you fix this mess I just made?
Right.
And I got in your way
and
again.
Every time we go in and ask him to fix it, he go in there and fix it. And all we do is go back and mess it up again.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Exactly, Lord. But I really think it got something to do with that free will, man. Free will had you thinking you were in control. So
right.
I can say what I want. I can do what I want. I can respond to this. It's evident. I need to do something now. It's a sense of urgency. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
amen.
It's a sense of urgency to make this thing happen, to make it go down now. But if you wait, like, I look at how the things that I never thought would come to pass, how they come to pass by me just saying, yes, I'm going to do it.
Amen.
And then, it just evolved into this beautiful thing, like the lyrical cipher like we got right now tonight. You feel me?
Amen.
You feel what I'm saying? And then, like, illusions, all these different things that happen, like connections with you guys. I've never met y'all before in my life, but there's a connection. You know what I'm saying? There's a friendship.
Right.
I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But
wait on the moon.
Amen. I appreciate it.
Wait on the moon.
What if I wouldn't have listened? What if I wouldn't have listened? I got the phone call. And hey, do you want a radio show? I give a big shout out to Ken Vereen. I don't know if he's listening now, but appreciate you seeing that vision in me. But gave me a call and said, hey, would you like a radio show? Guess what? I could have killed my blessing and said, nah, that ain't really my thing. Mind you, I had never done it before in my life. Never done a radio show. I'm still learning.
Wow.
I mess up. I stumble with words and stuff like this or whatever. Like, I stumble sometimes when I'm doing my show, but I keep right on rolling.
And who would have thought I'd be on
the
radio?
That's what I'm saying. Because you said yes. But imagine people close to you. Think about people close to you, whether it's your kids, your spouse, relationship, or whatever. We mess that up big time. Why? Because we think that we got to put our hand in every 5 minutes. When guess what? Naturally,
right.
You attracted that. Naturally, you had that. Like, naturally, you had that child. Naturally. You weren't over there counting numbers and doing calculus to make that baby.
Okay.
You feel me?
You wrote about
and writing a business plan out to have that baby.
Yeah, no.
You feel me?
Oh, wow.
Okay, so this is what we're going to do. We're going to go ahead and write this plan out to make you have this baby. No, guess what? It naturally happened. So why not naturally receive the blessing and accept it for what it is, as opposed to trying to tear it up to be what you thought it should be?
Right.
And I go back to what I was saying about expectations is the root of all heartache. And I'm only telling y'all stuff that I'm learning. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm seeing for myself, and I'm just like, wow, if I take my hand out of it, it can be beautiful.
That's right.
But if I put my hand in it, it can be ugly. There's nothing wrong with speaking up for yourself and saying, you know, like what I was just saying earlier to Dion, when I was saying about it's okay to talk out of love and express yourself to you. What, you know, your mate, your spouse, whoever you were connected with, your business partner, whoever. But, you know what I'm saying, to let them know how you feel, whether good, bad, or indifferent. It's a way to do it, to communicate.
Right.
You know what I'm saying, that it doesn't hurt the other person. You know what I'm saying, or whatever. Or, like, however it goes. And then just let it blossom the way it's supposed to. You're going to have to wait on it. It's not going to be a quick fix. If you're looking for a quick fix, this ain't it. But somebody got to learn something. I don't know about y'all, but people call me stuff.
Face without work in bed.
True, but I will also speak for myself, and Dion can attest to this. If Dion told me something about myself or whatever, and like, you know, John, I don't think you did that right. Now, he'll check me, and I appreciate that because that's a real friend. Like, you know, John, you need, you know, and guess what? What I do, after he tell me, I listen to what he got to say, and guess what? The truth might sting, it might hurt, or whatever. But I go, and you know what I'm saying, and I think about it, and I pray on it, and it'll come to me. And I don't mind coming back to Dion saying, you know what, Dion, you were right. I thought about what you said, and you know what I'm saying? You were right. I don't mind doing that, but sometimes people want you to react right then and go ahead and grovel at their feet and tell me you suck. You know you right. You know, I don't like that. That's a bully to me. Don't bully me to get a result.
Amen.
Don't, and go back to you talking about being a bully. Like, don't bully me to get a result. Let me pray on this thing. Let me meditate on what you just said. Because I never thought about it. You just hit me with a whammy. And I didn't see myself like that. So you just hit me with a whammy. Don't stand there and wait for me to get the crud off my face and then be like, oh, God, you're right. Because it might not be real. Let me get the crud off my face.
Okay.
Yes.
She said the crud.
Exactly. Let me get off my face first.
Okay.
You know? And let me look at it and see. Oh, shoot, that is mine. That belonged to me. Mm.
That's right.
Dang, that is me. That's my mirror. It goes back to what I was just saying. I'm just going deeper into what I was just saying about the courage to change what's in our mirror.
Mm-hmm.
Us. But
right.
We're always looking at somebody else's and telling them how they can do it.
Mm-hmm.
What can we do for ourselves? How can we fix ourselves?
Right.
And it goes back to what I was saying, Nikki heard me say before about who's connected will be affected. So if I'm focused on me, I attracted you in the first place. Like, we attracted each other in the first place, so why am I worried about whether you stay or go? Let me keep being me and focus on me and get better.
Right.
Why am I focused on where you, whether you stay or go in my life? I can't worry about that. I gotta focus on me and know that, you know, I'm gonna continue to be a better me, and hopefully you'll enjoy this bus life.
Okay, because if it was meant for you to stay in my life, you will stay in my life, and you'll stay for
and
a while.
That's why I say if you gotta force it and it don't fit, quit.
Okay. That's right.
That's true.
And he just speaks for myself,
that.
Y'all. Shoot. I'm sorry, y'all got me. I feel like I'm preaching. Let me get my life together. Get your life.
Okay.
But it is the truth. It's what we need to hear, because I know I need to hear that. I mean, that's a blessing. And I think this show, you know, the lyrical cipher, but what does a cipher, you know, entails? Knowledge, basically.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know, it maybe is unconventional, but the way lyrical ciphers are done, but what is the knowledge that I've attained in a cipher? That's what we take out of it. And that's any cipher I go to. You know, whether it's a hip-hop cipher or a poetry cipher, I get knowledge and wisdom. And
right.
That's right.
And she's kicking some, you know, jewels and some highlights.
And that's exactly
what
I get out
do.
Of it, because it's very inspiring. Very.
Yeah. Very inspiring.
I appreciate it,
I've
just been in, as y'all can tell, I've been in deep thought. And I've been, I haven't even been on social media like that. People had to find me through my phone.
Well, you.
Lord knows, I know it.
You know what? I'm just, to really say, you're right, because you hardly never on social media anyway, China.
No,
what are you talking about? I've been knowing China for years. She'd get on social media for a second. I'd be like, hey, and then she like, call me. You better call me. I don't be on social. I said, good gracious.
Okay, a hot minute.
And here's what gets me. She's a young woman. You know, usually the older people are like that. I said, China, you too young for that. She was like,
a very hot minute.
Yeah.
And you got to catch
her.
Yeah. My son and my daughter told me years ago that I was talking in my sleep, and I said this, what didn't make no sense, but I still say it sometimes. I think Dion heard me say it before. But I said, if you can't come get me, come get me. So it made no sense. They're like, Mama, you kept saying over and over, if you can't come get me, come get me. I was like, what does that mean? But I was just saying that. Well, what you just said, catch if you can, because if you can't come get me, come get me.
Okay.
But,
You tired.
Yeah. You said what?
I'm
a nature girl, y'all. I guess I've been called Neo, so all that. I like nature. I like art. I like being in the presence of that more than social media. And that's my thing. Like, I still like the 80s, 90s, when you hanging outside, relaxing, chilling. Like, I'm sitting outside sometimes, like, just most of the time. Like, every day I try to get some time in to sit by, like, outside in nature. That's my thing. That's my thing. It gives me peace. It gives me some time to actually just, I don't know. It's like, I watch the birds. I love birds. I sit there and just thank God for just the air that we breathe. I pray for people.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I pray for myself. That's what I do when y'all are like, you know, dang, Jesus, it's up there. The green light was on. Boom, it's off. You know? I go back into my world, you know, my place of peace. Because I value my people. Yeah. And I will watch me a movie. Don't get me wrong. I'll be on Netflix. I'll be on Amazon, Crackle. Big shout out to Hulu.
Slash Showbox.
I ain't never. What are you talking, what you talking about?
Showbox did all the new movies.
Showbox? I ain't never heard of Showbox for my life. Watch me research because I'm a researcher.
Yep. Showbox. All the new movies.
Showbox. Okay, is that an
Showbox.
App or?
Yeah, it's an app. Showbox.
Okay.
How much it cost to get up on there?
I know.
How much
it cost?
Is it free? You got to download it?
Yeah, it's free.
And you can download it on your smart TV?
No, it's on your smartphone.
Oh, for real?
Oh, you put it on your phone?
Oh, I got a dumb phone. I was not.
You say, oh, you sound like me. I be saying, I got a dumb phone.
I got a dumb phone.
Oh, well. No, you need a smartphone.
Yeah, my smartphone.
So, what you
saying?
My phone needs to go to college. That's what you trying to say.
Yeah,
my phone needs to get a GED.
No, you need a degree, not a GED.
But that's not your phone.
I'm so cheap. That's what I'm talking about. I'm so dumb. My phone's still in kindergarten.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
I got Google.
Oh, wow.
Color blue and red.
I got the primary colors on my phone. That's it.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
Just show me how to make bologna pizza.
Hey, nothing wrong with it.
Y'all too fun.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
Yeah, but it's called Showbox.
I want no phone smarter than myself.
Yeah, it's called Showbox.
I want no phone smarter than me.
You better say that.
You know what I'm saying?
But if he can't pay his own bill, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Huh? Now, I take a phone that works for me, though.
Right.
You know, if that's a phone that can work for me.
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
He might change his mind on me, the phone.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said they'd be spying on you. Yeah, they do.
I know they do.
I'm pretty sure. They be listening to your conversation. As soon as you get on Google, they talk about type up what you just said.
Right.
Hold on, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Right.
And
you know she got paid for that just that quote right there.
Oh yeah.
Ooh, what quote?
That lady who said that.
Oh, Sweet
ain't
Brown.
Nobody got time for that.
Sweet Brown.
Yeah,
because everybody uses it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, no, she should get paid. I'm so glad it's supposed to get paid because somebody need to get paid.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Show Caesar got paid too.
Somebody need to get
paid
up here.
But, beans, tomatoes. Show Caesar. Green beans, tomatoes, lettuce.
Oh, yeah, that was a big hit last year.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was so big. That was huge.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She deserved it, too.
Look, every Thanksgiving, somebody playing that.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so glad our gospel sisters get paid. Because at one time, they was getting cheated out of all their publishers.
And nobody really knew where that original song came from. Shirley Caesar's original song came from. They don't know that was Hold My Mule.
Oh, yeah, that was Hold My Mule.
Yeah, that was the beginning of Hold My Mule.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That's right.
Now, that's in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Hold My Mule.
It
mm-hmm.
is. And I know about it. My mother used to play it all the time. She
that's
loved it.
Right.
Actually, my mother looked like Shirley Caesar.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that? Did you know that my mother looked like Shirley Caesar?
For real?
Yeah, she was just taller. She was just taller than Shirley Caesar. But everybody thought, they say, Helen, you look like Shirley Caesar. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
They had the hair and everything like her. But not the new Shirley Caesar. You know, Shirley Caesar's like
the new Shirley
Caesar. Not the one
not
that
the
got.
New Shirley Caesar.
Yeah, not the glamorous one. Yeah, the old Shirley. Yeah, my mother used to look like her.
Wow.
Rest in peace, Mom. I love you. But she loved.
Hey, amen.
She always
right.
played her too. Always played her.
Hey, amen.
Yeah. But Shirley Caesar, wow. She's a glamour. She's a glamour now.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that. You got to keep yourself up.
Oh, boy. Well, just to let you guys know that I will be going in to have surgery on the 20th. I think I let China
I'll be praying for you. I'm going to be praying for you.
Yeah, most definitely. I've been praying
on the 20th,
for you.
Right?
And
that's a Tuesday. That's a Tuesday, just to let you know, so I won't be calling in. So, you know.
Oh, wow.
Well, we're going to be praying for you.
Look, if I call in, I'll be doped up. So.
Oh, no, we're going to be praying for you before you get that dope.
You got that right.
Yeah, we're going to be praying for you before you even get that dope.
Okay.
Look,
if I call in, I might be saying some crazy stuff. So that's charging to my heart, not my mind.
I said, she just got out of surgery. Bless her heart. She just got out of surgery. But you do be saying some crazy stuff
already
out of
know
surgery.
I got it. I was in there thinking about the doctor saying, y'all need to move that dope. I didn't get it. Yeah, I told you I ain't right, man. I think after, I'm sorry.
Reason.
I apologize.
Oh, boy.
I apologize.
Oh, my goodness. Y'all something else, I tell you.
Oh
man.
Wow.
What'd you say? Throw some oil on.
They
yeah, throw some oil
on.
Them. No Crisco. You know, I take some.
Is.
Not even vegetable oil. I just need some olive oil. Extra virgin.
A little lard.
No.
How about the olive oil?
I want the olive oil extra.
Yeah, that's real expensive, though.
Yeah.
But it's real good.
I need you to spend at least $4 on me before you throw the oil on me now. At least
Sprinkler.
Yeah.
What about a little lard?
No deal. What we cooking, chicken?
Put a Crisco can on the oven, on the stove.
I'm okay. And you open it up, it's white. And you're like, what is this?
Yeah, it's white. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God. And I was like a kid. I was like, I'm always been like a mad scientist. So I'm like, oh, shoot. So what's going to happen? So put it in and get hot. Oh, shoot. It turned clear. Wow.
Yes.
I didn't smell that bad.
It turned clear.
Oh.
Yeah. It could fry some chicken, though.
Okay.
Fry some chicken. And nothing like that chicken back in the day. Your mom and them used to cook.
That chicken was the bomb.
Grandma.
Calm.
I'm telling you, I'm trying to find it. I'll be trying to find chicken places.
let me tell you what I was thinking. That chicken back in the day, if you was living in the country and they had chickens, and they killed the chicken right there when you were
there.
And then y'all got, you know, they don't drain the chicken and everything. I remember wringing the chicken neck and all that stuff, whatever.
Yeah.
Like we had real live chicken.
True.
And so we had fresh chicken.
So
it didn't come from
so
anywhere else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I ain't going to never have no chicken like that, right? Oh, that's what you just said.
Right. He said, what now?
That's the truth. I ain't going to never have no chicken like that, ever.
Because,
you know, they got this clone chicken and all that.
Steroid chicken.
Steroid chicken with four legs.
Looking like Debo after you eat that chicken.
He got four chopsticks.
Oh, my God.
Right. Mama, this ain't right.
Looking like.
If I see the chicken with four legs, I'm running, seriously.
I got tears in my eyes for that chicken.
I move
my
big behind on. That chicken got four legs. Is it a dog?
Mama, this ain't right.
It ain't right. I got four drumsticks out of this chicken. Oh, it's supposed to have two.
You are a mess, man. Oh, my God. But that chicken ain't Debo.
Okay.
His name Debo. He on steroids. Not steroids.
Yeah, you're right. Debo chicken. We better shut up.
Steroids.
Somebody have a brand called Debo chicken. it'd be real
it
big,
you,
too.
Right.
And, you know, brother,
you're
still trying to
eat
that
gonna
stuff.
You're going
to
look like Debo.
I'm about to say something crazy, but I'm going to have to eat it.
Come on,
like Debo.
Call you Big Swole.
But you know, I heard them chickens don't have beaks neither. Four legs with no beak. Wow, man.
I'm cool.
They'll make chicken like they used
real.
Yeah, you messed me up today. I'm cool.
They'll make chicken.
But my homeboy worked at chicken farm and where they hatching. And he said that, you know how this baby chick comes out, they can't walk that good. He said that chicken was so smart, he hatched and walked out the building.
I know you got it. No way.
He recorded it.
Are you serious? I remember seeing baby chickens. They're not that smart.
He walked
out the building.
That was. He walked. He said, ain't about to die today.
You
ain't about to grow me up. This is for me. He said,
I ain't got time for this.
Next time he should record that on YouTube.
Right.
If you record that on YouTube, he'll get 3 million hits because I'll be watching it every day.
Yeah,
he didn't record that.
Nobody got time for that.
For real, a baby head. I can't believe that chicken had to walk. That chicken, I'm getting a body here. I ain't gonna be on nobody's plate.
You ain't gotta tell me for one time.
One time.
I'm out.
My mama didn't told me.
While
I was in her womb, they was going to eat me.
Right.
He ran up
out
of there.
Go. He said, get from here. Go.
He said, the chicken walk.
Five ain't ready yet. Go.
The chicken walk and had and walk right out the building.
Okay.
That's too funny. That's too funny, man.
And at the dog there, survival of the fittest.
Yeah, that's a smart one there. He's going to be making a whole bunch of chickens that's real smart. Oh, my goodness, that's too funny. He's going to have one out the building.
He won't blame.
I'm still thinking of the visual.
Look at the baby walking out the building.
Imagine
your baby
do that.
Shit.
You have a baby and you walk out, look at the parents and be like, man, imagine
a newborn
do that because all these
steroids.
Look at the parents like,
Oh, boy. Yeah, you're right about that.
They all
going to the left and he's going to the right.
No,
out the door.
Mm-hmm. He down.
No, you know what? You kind of true about that because I see even my baby boy right now, he's saying, yeah, and hello, and ma. Come on, he ain't even a year old saying all that. Oh, my goodness. I think I ate too much of that chicken.
I said, this baby's come here groaning.
I know.
My grandson just turned 2 on last Thursday, and my daughter said she gave him cupcakes for, his birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And he took off his socks. And threw him in the air. Come on, party! And I fell out laughing.
Who didn't know about partying?
Right. Right.
And
took
the socks off. He's about to get it in.
He's ready to turn up.
Yeah, I know, for real.
Oh, my God.
He knew that.
You gotta watch him.
He had too much sugar.
Yeah, he definitely did. He got turned up.
He knew he had sugar. That's what he did know.
Yeah, he got that other white powder. That sugar.
I said, that boy is too good.
Oh, wow. But y'all stay right there on the line.
Party.
I'm about to play one more track, and I'll be right back with y'all.
Okay.
All right, then.
All right. I hope everybody's enjoying the show so far. I am having a ball with Miss Nikki and Dion Ballard of Dion Ballard of Endless Six Media. Please check him out. And also, Nikki, I'm claiming that she will have a book out soon. She's an awesome poet. So I'll play another track, and we'll be right back at it. Hope you guys are enjoying the jewels. I like what I'm using Dion's terminology, jewels and the nuggets and the different things that we're discussing, and also the laughter. I hope we made you laugh a little bit because laughter is key. I will say this right here. Do it. I would say something that Moody Black said because I like to quote people. He said every night he takes time out to laugh before he goes to bed. because he doesn't ever want to go to bed angry. So that's a jewel I want to send to you guys, and I hope you guys just take time out to laugh, too, because it honestly resets the brain. So I'll play this track, and we'll be right back at it.
There's a fire starting in my heart. She's not fever, it's just bringing me out the dark.
Everybody, I hope you guys enjoyed that track. I'm actually going to slide right back into the open mic lines, and we have Miss Unique in the building. What's up, Unique?
Hey, how you doing? I just got off work, so that's why I was so late calling in. How's everybody doing?
Doing pretty good. How are you doing?
I am good. I'm actually driving right now, so
okay.
I got to find a spot that I can pull over. But I do have something that I want to spit tonight. And hold on, I got to find a spot. Sorry.
Okay. No problem. Take your time. I want you to be careful.
I am. I am. I just got to find a driveway. You know, these long roads.
Oh, yeah.
I am. Okay, I'm almost to the school. I can go right there.
Okay. Now, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Just been working really hard. Mm-hmm. Been really slow at work because, you know, retail is that kind of way. Go busy, then dead. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's about that.
Gotcha.
Sorry, I just turned off. Trying to not scare anybody. And, all right. Okay, I was like trying to figure out what should I say tonight, and so I was asking God, what do I talk about? Choices, finances, love, you know, there's all sorts of things that you can go through. And this is what he gave me. There's no title to it, but this is it. There is value in all things through perspective. Cost, sacrifice, priceless, acceptance are all descriptive words that help us recognize value. To some, cost too high, the sacrifice too great. To others, priceless, perhaps just sentimental value. To accept this, or even to look for acceptance, value must be given. Once established, devastation can now occur when the valuable has been destroyed or removed from our possession. There are few valuables that last forever. Many more times, we will change one valuable for another, and there will always be a difference. What is valuable in my sight may not hold the same value to you. And I was actually looking at Luke 8:18 for anybody that wants to look in the Bible at 8:18. And this is what just 8:18 says. Take heed, therefore, how you hear, for whosoever hath to them shall be given. Whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken, even that which he seemeth to have. And to me, that just basically said, value what you have, and you will always have. If you lose value, then mm-hmm. it will be taken from you. Even
That's
though
right.
you think you have something, you really won't have it. I always say don't take the Bible out of context, so please, whoever wants to look that up, look it up and read before it and read after it to see what he's physically talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But that, to me, is what that said, and I was like,
right.
oh, wow, that's just
mm-hmm.
wow. So something
you hit
needs,
it on the
but...
head.
I was like,
no, you actually hit it on the You actually hit it on the head of what we, like, our discussion tonight.
Oh,
you know,
really?
It was perfect. Like, you actually just closed the show out, because I'm actually about to, I'm glad to close it out, but you closed it out with what we were just talking about, because we were just talking about acceptance. We were talking about accepting, you know, people, things, you know what I'm saying, just life as what it is, and then, like, we're also talking about, like, the courage to focus on you and change you and those different things also, but to value what you have, value the natural.
Wow.
Like, what's already, yeah, we're talking about natural. Like, once you start accepting that thing, you can actually receive the natural as beautiful, as opposed to trying to force it. Because I said if it doesn't fit, quit. Like, stop trying to force things
right.
that aren't supposed to be. And when you know,
wow,
you know, like, yeah, it's crazy because you killed it. It's perfect.
Wow, that's awesome. I mean, like, I literally just got on. Wow, that is so funny.
Oh yeah, and you
wow.
you just got on, and it was perfect.
Yeah, like
so
like literally. Wow, I
yeah.
mean, but that right there, that speaks to everything in life, like the things that you
oh, yeah.
think you see aren't
mm-hmm.
necessarily what they are, you know.
Exactly.
You might think you have it all, and
mm-hmm.
then you don't.
you just don't.
Exactly.
You know, you're like going on this one path and then bam, it's over, you know?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I just said that. No, it's perfect because I was talking about the journey. I was telling Dion when he was on the line, I was saying that I've been quiet and I've been like just to myself and praying and meditating and kind of chuckled a little bit. And I said, I had to because like I want to make sure I'm aligned with my purpose because even though, you know, so I'm like, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, doing this, but I still want to make sure I'm in line with what I'm supposed to be doing.
Right.
You know, and, you know, just on this journey because I'm not looking at it as 2018. I'm just looking at this present moment, what matters, you know what I'm saying, because I'm going to continue on this journey, but I just want to make sure I'm not doing it because, like, I'm not, like you said, not losing value of it. I'm thankful for it because I know he can take it away in a heartbeat, and it's crazy because it goes along with what you just said, and I say this all the time. Like, I appreciate each moment, each opportunity to talk to you guys and do this thing, you know, the shows and do different things that I love to do, but I still want to make sure that it's what I'm supposed to be doing.
Right, right. Yeah. And to that, like I said many, many, many years ago, you will know when time is done.
Right.
When it's not. When the end of that road has come, you know, many people retire. They retire too early or they retire too late.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
they've
stuck with something for so long that when they do retire, they end up passing because all they knew was what they did and there's nothing left. And then some people retire too early. And then by the time they get to a certain point, they're like, what do I do now? You know, I've got to go back to work. And now they can't, you know, because they've taken that path and that road and taken the value from it and given it away, you know. And yeah, that's just, wow.
I got you.
Wow. That's all I can say.
I'm sticking with you guys.
But, I
I'm
mean,
not
it
going
works,
anywhere.
It works. It works in relationships too, you know.
Oh yeah.
When you think that you have something with a specific person, and something happens to create a chasm within that relationship, the value that you've placed there may not have been the value that the other person thought was there.
Exactly.
So you have two different values, two different roads that you're going down, and it may just, you may block each other, you know. You can build each other, or you can block each other. So.
Exactly.
Wow, yeah.
You better say that. Wow.
Wow.
You got me speechless. That's what I just said, but it was necessary, and I just feel like you really, really just put it on, like, just put the nail on the head because it's perfect. And I appreciate you. You are always spiritually in tune. You are always spiritually in tune. And I'm just thankful for different eyes to look at, you know what I'm saying, different looking glasses.
Yeah,
it's
different perspectives.
Yeah.
Yeah, because what I value isn't necessarily what somebody else values, you know? And the difference, even though you're walking down the same path, you see things differently. You know, you read you read a passage from any book, and what I got from it is not necessarily what you get from it. So understanding each other, you can even get a whole new perspective on it, a third perspective.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, bring God into it, and you get another perspective, you know.
You better say that. Oh, yeah.
So it's just perspective, choices, and value. What we decide to do with our lives matters.
That's right.
Matters. Matters to somebody. Matters to only God. Matters to matter. It just, it does. It matters.
I swear we are always in tune because I just said, the people, like I say, whoever we're connected with will be affected with our choices. And whatever choices that we make, they're going to be affected, whether it's, you know, a good choice, bad choice, indifferent, however, they'll still be affected. So we got to stop you know, we keep right on focusing. Like, if you focus on your daughter and you want her to be what you want her to be when you want her to be, you will probably lose hair, lose your mind, be stressed out because you want, and you know, saying your daughter to be, you know, something like what you expect.
She sees life differently. So
exactly. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Makes those choices. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Exactly.
Yep.
You can try to lead her on the way, but I was like trying to change someone else. It's like being a dead horse, but the horse that you don't want to fix is yourself.
Right.
Because it's so easy to try to fix somebody else. And that's what I was saying earlier about when I broke down the Serenity Prayer. I don't know if you were on the line before when I broke it down, but I was just breaking down Serenity Prayer. You haven't heard it? But
I have heard the Serenity Prayer, but I've not. I mean, I wasn't there when you were doing that.
Gotcha. But I'll break it down real quick, and I'll go ahead and try to get off this line, but you tell me what you think. This is just something I came up with. You know, I was talking to my clients one day, and I was just researching, you know, the meanings of certain words, certain keywords. And so God grant me to give it to me whether I deserve it or not, the serenity, meaning peace of mind over everything, to accept the things that I cannot change, meaning people, places, things I can't change, my past I can't change. I can't even tell you what the future's going to hold. I can't change that, none of that. The courage to change me. And that's why some people are afraid of changing who's in the mirror. But I can point to you and tell you how to change. And the way to know the difference, meaning once I know the difference, that I can only change Corvette. I can't change Anita. If I learn that, that's when I'll have that peace of mind going back to what I asked him to grant me over everything, that serenity. I'll have that because I'll know it, and I'll relish in it and know that he'll take care of everything else that's connected to me. And as I'm making the changes and evolving in my life, who's ever supposed to be there doesn't naturally fit, and I won't have to force them to fit, you know? They'll be there. It'll be the way it's supposed to be, whether it's a job, whether it's people, whatever it is. It will fit the way it's supposed to if I'm actually focused on what I got to do for myself and the people who connected with me are going along with me regardless. You know what I'm saying? I'm trusting that. And the ones that aren't, it's because they didn't fit at whatever level
that was.
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. Because, like, whatever chapter that was in my life, I don't want that level. Like, whatever chapter that was in my life, everybody, you know, will be a part of your chapter, your season, whatever it is. But, you know, that's all I was trying to say. And so, that's how I broke it down. I was like, well, I feel like that's the reason why they said it, you know, grant me the serenity, that peace of mind, and know that I can't change no one else but me.
Right. And sometimes it's even hard to change yourself.
Exactly.
Sometimes you are so focused on everything else that when you try to break it down to yourself and change those things that you don't like or other people have said need to be different, you can't because you're not supposed to at that point.
Exactly.
So you have to find the peace, the serenity within yourself to let those things go.
Exactly.
And say, look, I know I say the F word 9 times out of 10 in a day.
Me too.
And I know that's something I need to change.
Right.
But right now, it's this space that's not going to change. So let me find the peace. Let me let God know that I realize I'm supposed to be changing this. I need help to change this. That's the wisdom, knowing that you need the help, the serenity and the peace and letting it all go and letting God deal with it. Next thing you know, you say F and you're like, where'd that come from? You didn't even know you changed it.
Right. Exactly.
So, because it's those things that we value that are still with us and those things that we don't value that are fleeting.
Exactly.
Even when we think we've got it.
Yep. And you're right. That's why I love you, girl. You better preach. That's That's what Nikki just said. Preach, girl. She told me to tell you that.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you, Miss Nikki.
Thank you.
No problem. But, yeah, so I love you. I said my piece.
I love you, too. All right.
All right. Call me when you get a chance.
All right. I sure will.
Love you. Bye.
Love you, too. Bye-bye. All right, we got another caller on the line. What's up, what's up? We got 347 in the building.
Hey, what's going on?
Not much. What's going on with you? Doing pretty good.
Chilling. Yes, yes,
yeah.
Indeed. Same here. Feelings mutual.
All right.
Calling to share, enjoying y'all.
All right, that's what I'm talking about. What you got for us tonight? I know some fire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just an untitled piece. I said I caught you on. I said, let me get off and just get one off real fast.
Oh, okay.
Definitely. I'm ready when y'all are.
Oh, you go ahead and get it. Just make sure you don't curse.
All right.
All right. Go ahead.
I can feel the sick trying to force a come up. Vomit over nothing. Translucent in the rubbish. All that never is and never wasn't spills from stomach. Feeling hunger, thirst to knowledge. Try to get a bucket from a well, so misinformed. I'm thinking, well, it's because I missed a form, speaking thesis. I ain't trying to hear this reason without cause or reason. Be dismissive, forces from my demons. Pushed it further back with all the acts I'm in constant reaching for. With needless claws to scratch the surface, meet a peak. Was meant for deeper digging. Meant for seating, take a second listen. First, I need a depth to reason. Balance my perception to accept the scale, to take the lesson and release the weight all my depressions feel, and wait it out that everything that weighed me down neglected. Here was a soldier tested for life. If I knew the second, I knew that second my life was a pure destined for more, I reckon. Soon as I stepped in the door, the floor lit to my conclusion. Ain't no telling I might can do it. I triple double like Michael do it. Steadily fighting through it. I'm righteous, a lichen, moons lit to the cycles I go through. The sadness slows amongst the pastures where the gravel stone kicks, from the family strangers standing where the grass will grow to cover caskets. Later masses that you haven't known, but still you call it back. You answer stagnant, still as a gray, these colors clothed to cover. Face to black, all that you had to say was left behind with those who had to stay. A memory inside a stone, a silence you can find living. Never had you felt so close, a recognition chimed the tone. You felt the closer with goodbye, a frigid cold shivers. You know the fingers, skin, and bones that hold you close to whisper. Comfort, you feel so indifferent to the ones that pity those departures. Since you figure what will fill you empty with a hidden envy, you seen those departing. You seen God as an vision, they seen hardship. You seen beauty in their wreckage. Was it recognition as it's what you wanted since it started? Stillness in the rivers, metaphor of my current feeling. Towards a waterfall of feelings that I'm dealing with. Constant streaming in my mind just flickers. Light like a condition, I can never find my focus in just being. So says the shadow sitting shoulder side. There's no surprise to what unravels through the stories I let show reprise. You know exactly what was shown. You know me better than I figured for. I realize what I wrote in line. I dig in, deep reflect, for death we're dealing. The walls are covered in dirt we're stealing. Feet under the earth, the irony's the worst. To be so over all I can regret when sober. Hopefully, unless I see it opposite. A poor healthy portion just to compensate. And still you see no sickness to my operations. Legends walk with stresses never talked. Return to callous words and sharpen for the purpose of a double impact on its edges. Vain it was to think me bleeding out, so stop the leak, not knowing that I overdosed. And all these thoughts are genius. And that's that piece. Wrong.
Wow. What inspired that piece?
Man, that was just like one of them deep rambles, you know, when you just go off and you feel something.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know where to start, but it just comes out and you just go with it.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of them type of pieces.
Okay. Well, that was hot. We appreciate you sharing. Well, I was just about to close the show out, so you called right on time.
Thank you. Much appreciated. Thanks for having me.
Anytime. All right. I see you guys next Tuesday, every Tuesday night at 9:00. We'd love for you guys to be here. Next Tuesday, we'll be featuring Dr. Ron. He is the author of The Tale and the Fox, The Tale of the Fox and the Rabbit, and I will be featuring at his book signing party, which is the 70s Masquerade Party. Hopefully, you guys can check it out at Ego Entertainment. I put it on the page for anybody who wants to see it. My government name is Clavette Roberts. People call me China with a Y, so I'm actually going to put it on both pages. And please feel free to check it out. And you guys have a blessed night. And I hope you guys got something out of our jewels and discussions and inspirations and just thoughts and food for thought. Till then, have a good night.